Hello, and welcome back to the Wealth and Freedom Nexus podcast. Geez, hard to believe we are on episode 79. As always, I'm your host, John Rickgarn, investor, educator, and realtor. And as always, to all across 164 countries that have downloaded or listened to this podcast over 160,000 times and counting, thank you for your support. And also, if you wouldn't mind, be sure to leave a rating or review on iTunes or Spotify or whatever your favorite platform is, as that helps with the algorithms so that more like-minded people pursuing wealth and freedom are introduced to this podcast. And just as you found this content obviously valuable, that they can find this content and hopefully incorporate into their lives as well. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to hit that subscribe button. We are getting close to 100 subscribers. Hopefully, we'll surpass that by hopefully the time this airs next week. Also, if you have not checked out youtube.com/WFreedomNexus, be sure to subscribe and hit the bell so you never miss any new content. One of my challenges for the month of April, which is Financial Literacy Month, was to have 1,000 videos uploaded to my channel by the end of April. This includes my podcast, my Screw the W-2 show, financial education videos, and various YouTube shorts that I'm trying to do at least daily with very quick, easily digestible 60-second clips on investing, finance, financial education, asset protection, tax strategies, just to name a few. Now, before we get into today's podcast and my guest this week, I want to state again just how powerful networking is. In fact, a frequent guest of this show, Yona Weiss, has always said, and in fact, I think it's still the opener of his podcast, Weiss Advice, is your network is your net worth. And now, if you haven't connected with me on LinkedIn, feel free to reach out. I'm not too hard to find, as there's only one John Rickgarn in the entire world. But many times I get asked by friends, listeners, family, coworkers, you know, John, where do you come up with your, you know, these topics for your show? And where do you find these guests? Or how do you, you know, connect everything and make all this happen? Well, in this case, for this week's episode, again, just back to networking, the brother of my friend from high school, who's also my webmaster for the wealthandfreedomnexus.com website, he introduced me to one of his friends that, well, it started a very unique investment. I'll just put it that way. And as you are well aware, I'm not new to unique investments or what's called alternative investments, just like we talked about in investing in wine back in episode 27, to investing in trust deeds in episode 57, just to name a couple. But what really piqued my interest with this investment, and I'll just give a little teaser, it has to do with franchises, but it is as hands-off as a turnkey real estate investment, yet is as diversified as a REIT or real estate investment trust. I'll just leave you with that. So here we get into my interview with Ken of FranShares after a word from our sponsors. For investors seeking DSCR financing, check out timothyhero.com. The guy has closed over 150 DSCR loans in the last 2 years and has been appearing on podcasts and written about by journalists. He's well-connected with some of the best lenders in the game and can get you the financing for your rental property. You've worked hard for your money. You're likely working harder than ever. Your money should be doing the same. Most high net worth individuals have incredible focus for their trained profession, but they are not trained investors. Without the right investing education, uncertainty and risk increase, sidelining most highly paid professionals. And yes, stocks and 401ks are the sidelines. Step into the arena with real estate investing. You can get educated and follow proven real estate business models with Flip and Danny Lynn Robison. Their book, Get Real, Understand Real Estate Before It's Too Late, will lead you toward passive income and financial freedom. Generate significant income in the short term and build long-term wealth at the same time. Read Get Real by Flip and Danny Lynn Robison. Get the book for free by texting GET to 66866. Again, that is text GET to 66866.
Are you tired of trying to keep ahead in the rat race, only to have so much of your hard-earned money going to the tax collector? Equity doesn't pay the bills, Retirement savings don't pay you now, and there are only 24 hours in a day to work. The only solution is passive income that pays you 24/7 now, not 40 years from now. From vetted investment opportunities to tax saving strategies, let John guide you through all the confusion and take control of your financial life in pursuit of financial freedom. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Wealth and Freedom Nexus.
Kenny, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for being able to reschedule. I know our schedules are a little chaotic for a few weeks.
Thanks for having me, John. Great to be here. And yeah, worse problems to have when you're busy.
Exactly. So yeah, as we're recording this, I'm in the Midwest, and we are projected to get 20 to 30 inches of snow. So yippee-yay-yo-ki-yay, I'll just leave it at that.
Good time to be locked in and recording podcasts.
Exactly. So. Well, Kenny, maybe just for, you know, starting off, you know, for my, you know, listeners that aren't familiar with you, would you, you know, just care to kind of share your backstory, you know, you yourself, and then lead into, you know, obviously, how did FranShares start?
Yeah, definitely. So, well, my name's Kenny Rose. I'm the founder and CEO of FranShares, which is the first alternative investing platform to buy fractions of franchises. And my career got started actually in the world of finance. I was an advisor at Merrill Lynch up in San Francisco. So, yeah, I think about 10 plus years ago in San Francisco, you started seeing robo-advisors coming about too. And so I was like, I don't think this is the long-term career for me. Plus, it was like, you know, the crazy wirehouse setting. It was just not my speed.
Yeah.
And so I talked to a family friend who was CEO of a company that coaches CEOs and thought, oh yeah, great person to talk to find that next step in the career. And then he threw me an absolute curveball. What do you know about franchises? And I'm like, McDonald's, Subway, Taco Bell, same thing I've now heard thousands of times said back to me since. And that's what I found out. His company was a franchise. Okay. So I found out not only is there franchises for coaching CEOs, there's franchises in hair care, automotive, med spas, waste management, like pretty much every industry there are franchises for. You just might not know they're franchises because you only think of those for fast food because that's the most competitive industry known to man. They have to really focus on the brand side of things.
Sure.
And so he introduced me to the franchise brokerage side of the industry, just kind of like being an investment advisor or a realtor for the world of franchising. So if someone's looking to leave the corporate world or start a franchise where they're having a manager run it, I'd assist by understanding like their budget, their skill set, their goals, recommend them specific franchise brands, and coach them through the whole research and purchase process. And so I was part of the world's largest brokerage company called Franet before, with about 125 offices around the world, and decided to go off and start my own brokerage company called Semphia. And during that time, I also had a big emphasis on education, because I find that most people just don't know that much about franchising. And the more they learn, they're like, oh, this isn't what I thought. That could actually be a good fit for me. And so I started off just answering questions on Quora, and I ended up sending my answers out to 40 or 50 million people. And I also started touching base with journalists and got featured in Forbes, ABC. Wow. Last year, Business Insider did an article on my work in the industry. So I reached over 300 million people without any ad spend.
Wow.
And so I'd built myself a pretty good brokerage there. And I kind of had the idea for FranShares, honestly, like 6 years ago, because Fundrise had done a very similar thing in the real estate space. Mm-hmm. And I'd heard about them doing a big fundraise 6 years ago. And I was like, man, I'm going to do this for franchising. But I also knew like the alternative investing market for the public like that was still had a lot to be developed. And also I want to like work on myself as a business owner and become more of a thought leader in the franchise world. Gotcha. And then the pandemic hit and I read an article that people were gambling on the stock market because sports were not. Yeah. And that was just like my kick in the head moment of, oh man, people are begging for like a real asset to invest in right now. And so shut down the brokerage and got FranShares going. Okay. And so, yeah, so basically it allows people to invest in franchises and not have to be the franchisee themselves. They can still realize the passive income, diversification, hedge against inflation. And at the same time, they're helping franchisees who are looking to open more locations or acquire other locations. And really just unlock this whole, it's almost a $1 trillion industry and, you know, unlocking it as a new asset class.
Interesting. So just high level, you know, for, you know, not on the investor side, but say the business owner side or the franchisor side, if, you know, just high level, it costs $50,000 to own a new or open a new store just for the franchise fees. Well, gee, I don't have that, but hey, there's 100 investors that can pony up $500 a piece. And there we had the 50,000. Is that very simplistic kind of how it is, or?
Very simplistic. You know, we're looking for things where it's, you know, they're doing like something that might require $500,000 totals. It's not just the franchise fees, but the build out,
right?
Capital and stuff. And you know, ideally we're doing ones where they're trying to do a bunch of locations too. Okay. And yeah, just crowdfunding that from individual investors as low as 500 all the way to institutional ones like family offices and private equity groups that, again, have a hard time finding this type of investment.
Sure. No, it makes sense. So, okay. So now I know FranShares is, you know, relatively new. I know you first started thinking about this 6 or 7 years ago, but the actual company itself about a year in development, is that true or?
Yeah. So I officially got incorporated September 2020. Okay. Went and raised about $1.5 million in a venture-backed round. And okay. Then, yeah, we launched our initial portfolio in June, which we received over received over $18 million in subscriptions there. And so
Wow. That
was from investors and institutions. And we're going to be opening up other investments for non-accredited individuals in the coming months here.
Okay. So as of right now, this is only for accredited investors. And for my longtime listeners, you know, probably don't need to repeat myself, but you can just Google what an accredited investor is. If you ask what an accredited investor is, you probably not one. But going forward, what's the, you know, process timeline ETA for investments or the funds, I should say, for non-accredited investors?
Yeah, so about next month, we should be getting our initial one going, and we want to launch another portfolio at least every quarter. Okay. But we have a ton of inbound demand from franchisees and franchisors, so we think that'll accelerate a bit. And we're also looking to, later in the year, do more of an open-ended fund. And so people can do monthly deposits, which has been a highly requested feature. And then, basically as deals come in, we can quickly deploy capital there and, you know, get exposure for all those things and then fractionalize smaller parts of that out to the rest of the crowd. Some people want to pick and choose their own.
Sure. So kind of like what you described, and you mentioned Fundrise earlier, and I've been an investor with them for 6 years, maybe 7. I can't remember off the top of my head, but very similarly where it's, I own like a little section of these pieces of real estate. It's not like all my money is in one deal per se. It's kind of like investing in a fund. Well, like a mutual fund in a stock market, basically. And then
exactly.
You own 0.2% of McDonald's, 0.04% of Subway, and so on and so forth.
Exactly. Yeah. I when I originally came up with it, I kind of claimed it as a REIT for franchises.
But then
I realized most people who aren't like very well familiar with finance don't know what a REIT is. And so I expunged that from my vocabulary, which I did not see coming.
Yep. Or you have some people say, call it a REIT or spell it out an REIT. And then you really confused.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, tell me about that. It's like, okay, we're getting very far off the subject here.
Exactly. So now for obviously, you know, we're recording this in February, hoping to launch in March. We'll see when this podcast drops and coincides with that. But with the upcoming funds, hopefully every quarter, you know, for non-accredited investors, what is the, you know, minimum investment? And is there like a 7-year hold period or what does that look like?
Yeah, so the minimum is only $500 because we wanted to open this up for everyone and make sure that everyone has a chance to be able to invest in it. And, you know, especially like we love people investing in deals that are in their own geography. So we think you should be able to go eat and work out and get your hair cut at franchises that you own a piece of.
Okay.
And then as far as hold times, you know, we tell people to target 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
We do have a trading platform, so you'll be able to trade shares. But, you know, with any SEC regulated type of investment, you have to say, you know, it's subject to supply and demand.
Yeah.
But, you know, like we have almost 40,000 people on our wait list right now. And so we want to continue to, you know, get people who can't make it in so that there'll be extra demand for when things do become available. But, you know, I always tell people like, you're going to make the most money when you hold it for the length of the duration of that 5 to 7 years. So don't plan on investing more, plan on investing what you're comfortable with, where you're okay holding it for that long.
Sure. Okay. With that being said, you know, being minimum, you know, $500, and ironically at the time of this recording, last I checked, the Dow Jones is down about 500 points, the stock market volatility, but is this an investment or will this be an investment that's available for, you know, someone has a self-directed retirement account that they could invest in as well?
Yes, it will. Yeah, we partnered with Rocket Dollar. And so okay. You'll be able to do like a self-directed thing. And they're actually they just opened up or about to open up an in-kind transfer type thing. So you can roll over from another retirement account into one of theirs, and then they'll okay. be integrated with the platform.
Nice. Okay. Sounds good. So yeah, if you're got a, and just, again, I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm a big proponent of Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, tax-free forever, regardless of what taxes will be in the future. So, you know, this might be a nice opportunity to put some money in and, you know, have it grow for 10, 20, 30, 40 years and have it pull out tax-free. Just my 2 cents, but not financial advice by any means. So. But now with that, obviously we have the minimum investment of $500. I know, you know, we talked a little off camera as far as, you know, SEC guidelines, you know, and, you know, without a huge track history, is there any, I say like numbers you're comfortable giving as far as what can be reasonably expected for returns? Or can we just say it'll be between a money market account and Bitcoin back in 2021?
I don't want to be in the same sentence as Bitcoin or
okay. crypto.
But no, honestly, so every portfolio is obviously going to have different returns based on the okay. different types of franchises in there. But, you know, we do give full disclosures on like how target returns are done, audited financials, things like that. And so I will say that everyone for the initial portfolio was very happy with the target returns. And okay. we intend to keep doing deals like that. So, I'd say those were very far ends of the spectrum, but I think you'll be very happy with our target returns. It's also a combination of wins as well as equity growth. So I think a lot of people are actually the number one reason people come and sign up for us is that they're looking to add passive income streams to sure. their investments. And, you know, honestly, typically real estate's the main way that you do that. And real estate just becoming so expensive from institutional capital yep. coming. I read something where like 1 in 7 residential homes is owned by institutional capital now. So, you know, when that comes in, it's your return on investment's going down because yeah. the buying price is so high.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I mean, I haven't bought, you know, investment properties, you know, since 2016 and did really well through 2019, early 2020. COVID hit and then just got to the point it's like, I have a hard time spending twice as much money to get the same net return at the end, even with all the depreciation and tax benefits and everything. So in yeah. that regards, I'm kind of on a wait and see.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. I've got family in San Diego and they want to buy a place and they saw that recent stats as a San Diego home price is about to drop 25%. And so yeah. that'll be a good time to sweep that up.
and as a realtor, I think I saw the numbers for quarter four, 2022, there's a 68% or 68% jump in cancellations. Like someone, hey, I want to buy this house. Nope. You know, back out financing. Oh, wow. Whatever. And that was everything. I'm trying to do this off the cuff. There was a almost 50% drop of purchases by investors just because, you know, it just got so hot and so crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Jeez. But when it gets yeah. to the point of, I mean, I still remember this multifamily deal in Austin that sold for a 2 cap. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of people have been liking about what we're offering at Franchise is that like, there's just a lot of volatility now in real estate, but especially the stock market. And, you know, franchising tends to be more of a, you know, very consistent earner, you know, yeah. like people get into it because there's predictable results. You get to see, like, most people think of it as like, you know, it's McDonald's and you're getting access to the golden arches and that secret sauce. But, yeah. you know, really, like, you know, in industries like even waste management, which is part of our first portfolio, yeah. you wouldn't know that's a franchise, but no. they have the systems in place so that they offer the best service, are accessible in the right avenues, and they build the right business. And so, yeah, that's why it's, and you get a good idea of what you can earn every year because there's a track record of franchisees there. Yeah. And so, you know, it's not like the Bitcoin 10X boom or bust, you know, it's just sensible, good income. That's what I like about
exactly. it. So now you mentioned with the returns, you know, I'm just throwing out, you know, quick numbers here. Say someone invests $1,000 and fast forward a couple of years between the dividends, you know, cash flow, let's just say a 10% return, $1,000, you make $100. Do you have the option of either taking that $100 as an income stream, or could you reinvest that and then compound your returns going forward too?
Yeah, so we're opening up the reinvestment option because, okay. frankly, as we're working with more and more franchisees, a lot of them are looking to continue to scale and acquire more locations. And so Yeah, it could be somewhere like we're taking on reinvestments from the dividends and opening up additional tranches where people can get access to like that later addition onto the portfolio, and we could expand it even more.
Cool. All right. Sounds good. You know, obviously neither one of us, I think, are accountants or, you know, tax preparers, tax attorneys, anything like that. But maybe just kind of going over the whole scope of things, you know, if one was to invest in, you know, Fran shares, I always kind of look at like, what are the pros and cons or like tax implications? So if one invests in Fran shares, is it just a simple 1099 by the following February, or is it a K-1 that might not be ready till first week of April? Or what does that all entail?
Yeah, we know the K-1s can be very messy, and especially holding franchise in different states can get even messier. So it's just it's a 1099 div at the end of the year.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good. So there isn't a, the way it's structured, you don't have to chase for a K-1. Like, oh, crap, I don't have that. Now I got to file an extension. Now I got penalties. Oh, crap, I did owe tax. Now I got to pay interest on top of the tax that I didn't pay.
Yeah. We wanted to make sure we reduced that as much as possible for investors.
Gotcha. I love hearing that. So, wow, actually, pretty quickly, we kind of targeted all the main questions I had. Is there anything I maybe should have asked you, Kenny, that I didn't think to ask, or anything you maybe want to tell my listeners that I didn't think to bring up?
Yeah, I mean, have me chat more about like the franchise industry as a whole, because I feel like a lot of people don't understand the size and scale of it. Again, they think of traditionally the fast food ones. Sure. And honestly, that's one of the areas I tend to steer more away from. I call it the war for pennies. You know, they have very high build out costs, very high marketing costs, and the margins are just paper thin.
Yeah.
And so we like to look at things in more of like service based industries. So whether that's like home services, business services, you know, hair care and automotive, I mentioned before. And a lot of things that like are also great because they tend to be a lot of need based services, no matter the type of state of the economy. Like if we run into a recession, you know, we want to be in things like automotive because people aren't buying new cars. Mm-hmm. They're fixing up the ones that they have and making sure they last longer. And, you know, things like the budget haircut places like the Supercuts or Great Clips. Yep. People are less often going to those expensive barbers and they're going up with those. And so, you know, it's a really interesting way. And honestly, this is why private equity has been getting into franchising for decades now. Mm-hmm. You know, the largest franchisees, franchisors, they are owned by private equity, and we want to bring that model out to the public. And you can build massive businesses with it. If you look up the Flynn Restaurant Group, it's a couple billion in sales right there. And, you know, just multi-unit franchisees between a couple different brands. And so, you know, these are things that can continue to scale. And again, be an alternative investment that's something that you understand more. I feel like people want to diversify away from stocks and real estate. And that was part of the allure of crypto. Also, like, you know, explosive potential. But like, I think we have those, the diversification aspect. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, you're going to get 50% returns like crypto or 100% returns. Because frankly, like, if you need a sign that there's a scam or a bubble, that's probably it.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that's why we like to be very sensible in our investments and just provide good, stable returns.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, with the stability and kind of predictability, I mean, you mentioned haircuts, and I was just thinking, it's like, once this blizzard gets done, I'll schedule a haircut. But, you know, the consistency, like, yeah, people may travel more in the summer, or they, you know, may splurge on crypto on a good year or something, but it's like, it's not like I'm going to get four haircuts next month and then skip 6 months and then get one haircut. It's pretty consistent for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. And especially with those type of service-based businesses, like they don't require a ton of inventory, and it's usually a lower employee count and more well-trained ones. So you don't run into the same problems of like the labor shortage as you do in other markets, like, you know, especially fast food.
Right.
That's why we love them. And honestly, the margins are great there because you got your build out costs, you got your employees, and then it's profit on top of that.
Well, like you said, with being a service, whether it's, you know, medical or, you know, getting haircuts, salon, whatever, to my knowledge, and I could be proven wrong with ChatGPT, I don't think there's any way to Amazon that or digitize that, you know, have my hair cut at home by my computer, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, it's, we try and think of that. It's like, what's Amazon going to come for? And rather them come to us for, you know.
Exactly. So sounds good. Well, as we close out this, Kenny, and I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your schedule to share this with my listeners. I think I'm definitely going to look at investing this probably in a self-directed retirement account. But anyone out there that's, you know, interested in learning more, wants to maybe open an account or get some more information, what's the best way to reach out to you or learn more about Fran Shares?
Yeah. So if you go to franchairs.com, you can join our waitlist for future offerings there. We also have a great white paper because we're very big on education there that you can grab. And I love my LinkedIn, so you can find me on there. Definitely have become a slight influencer on there. So I love adding more network there.
Yeah, I think that's how we connected. We had a mutual friend that's like, hey, you should have this guy on your podcast. I was like, all right, sounds good. It's like the
there you go.
Yeah, power of networking.
It really is.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time again, Kenny. Thanks for sharing your time and wisdom with my listeners. And hopefully some people out there have gotten some nuggets from this and reach out to or join the wait list, I should say.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to share, rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. For more updates, check out www.wealthandfreedomnexus.com. Remember, nothing on this show should be considered tax, legal, investment, or professional advice. This show is produced solely for educational and informational purposes. Please consult an appropriate and licensed tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for specific advice for your situation. For distribution or publication rights or media interviews, please contact the host.